Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Ken Smiklis. I've been listening to a few of the extension presentations before me, and one note of caution, I'm not from a land-grant school, and I've seen what U of I, the University of Illinois, has done to the extension system in Illinois, and they've essentially gone to the multi-county model, and it's great for the specialists, but basically they privatized all the production ag experience. I mean, all the major companies now have agronomists that provide advice, and if you call the U of I and try to get some production ag advice, it's very difficult to find somebody to help you. They have great 4-H programs, urban agriculture. They've really branched out to a lot of things. But in terms of production ag, it's a little sticky sometimes to get good advice anymore. But different topic. I want to thank my co-authors here, Dr. Spalding, who helped me conduct the survey, and then a couple individuals from Illinois Soybean Association, Dr. Call and Dr. Davidson, great help in terms of that regard. Now, when I started teaching, I had an overhead machine and a blackboard and chalk. So if I get a little lost here, just bear with me and we'll find out where we're going.
Just page down.
Yeah. All right, awesome. All right, a little reason why we did this, I guess you can call it research or survey. Basically, when we were talking to some of our colleagues from the Illinois Soybean Association, they serve a lot of CCAs, and there's kind of a question of, you know, is there a uniform curriculum an Illinois CCA should have, topics they should know about, items like this, and that kind of led us into this curriculum development. They got a hold of me, and I appreciate the Illinois Soybean Association supporting this program, and we did a little bit of research, conducted some survey, and hopefully found some results that you'll find of value. Another piece of advice for you, don't get old. It's hard to see anymore. I hate wearing glasses. but you'll find that out someday. All right, so what we did is we basically, our constituents were considered the Illinois Certified Crop Advisors, CCAs. It was kind of our target audience. We conducted a survey and tried to get a hold of as many of these individuals as possible. And then based on their results is kind of the summary of what I'm going to present today.
You can
have
the space bar too.
All right. I actually do PowerPoint, but everything is different sometimes. All right, so basically what we're going to do is kind of focus on two main areas. We surveyed some of our CCA individuals and asked them, you know, what about topics that you would like to know about but haven't had a chance to learn about since graduation, and then obviously refreshing some of the standard topics that any CCA person should know. All right, so basically what we're doing is trying to develop a curriculum. Obviously, since it's the Illinois Soybean Association and soybean is a major crop in the state of Illinois, we're focusing around soybean growth and development and productivity. And obviously, for producers, yield is always number one. But there's a lot of other interesting topics that come into play as well. Now, this survey was conducted before our whole dicamba issue came up in 2017. I think if we would have resurveyed some of those Illinois CCAs, I bet, as you'll find out later, I think dicamba tolerance, resistance, damage, drift would have been a lot hotter topic than it is right in the survey. All right, so basically what we developed was five major areas that we thought any curriculum should address for an Illinois CCA. Obviously, nutrient management is a prime topic, and we tried to develop a survey that kind of revolved around the sources, rates, and timings. As you'll see as we get into some of the data, soybean and nitrogen fertilizers is actually a pretty hot topic for a lot of producers in Illinois. The Illinois Soybean Association has this 100 bushel challenge where they try to challenge producers to reach 100 bushels, and a lot of producers are thinking they need that, a little bit of fertilizer nitrogen maybe to achieve that. So it's a really important topic for a lot of the CCAs that consult with these farmers. As you see in the picture, I work a little bit with compost at the Illinois State University Farm. So alternative fertilizer products are always of interest to lots of producers and CCAs. And obviously the high yield practices are always a topic of interest. All right, second area we revolved around was insect management. We tried to develop concerns or topics in these areas, particularly in terms of how insects develop and their life cycles and identification. Then we try to also try to weave in integrated pest management, obviously, with economic thresholds. Now, again, in Illinois, it's a little frustrating going on the public website and trying to find some of these more modern economic thresholds. I think the last time the Illinois Ag Pest Management Handbook was updated was 2008. So it's getting a little bit dated. And again, there's a lot of information out there, but it may not necessarily be connected with extension anymore. Third area we looked at was disease management. Obviously, again, with the developmental issues and life cycles and ID, cyst nematode and their resistant types are obviously of importance. You can see a table with the HD types right here. A lot of CCA people, as you'll find out later, like a lot more information about that topic. And then obviously fungicide selection, resistance concerns, stuff like that, we thought would be part of a standard curriculum. All right, weed management was, our fourth area. Big, obviously, issue in Illinois in terms of ID. Lots of farmers in our state like to think they have the latest weed all infiltrating their fields. So everybody's got Palmer amaranth right now in their fields, even though a lot of it's water hemp and pigweed and a lot of other things. But everybody has Palmer amaranth because that's kind of the weed of the month. So, you know, stressing ID is obviously important. Resistance management, obviously a huge concern. And then things like, obviously, our dicamba-resistant beans, Roundup Ready soybean, those areas are obviously part of any curriculum program today. And then finally, the fifth area that we kind of settled on with the Illinois Soybean Association was kind of cultural practices. In terms of crop management practices, obviously populations, row spacings, and the like. Some of the basic physiology concepts, and then kind of about to some of our remaining extension people. It'd be nice if at least in Illinois CCA could understand some basic statistics, particularly with field trials, and like most of them probably are very comfortable with it, but obviously there should be a baseline of knowledge. All right, so what I did then is taking these five kind of competency areas, when we developed the survey, I kind of developed questions that kind of hit three different levels within each area. This is actually a picture of one of my introductory agronomy classes at Illinois State, kind of just learning about some of the basic equipment types, kind of what I call fundamental knowledge. You know, my agronomy class, I'll probably have 60 undergraduate students in there. Maybe 30 are from a farm anymore, and that's actually a pretty high number anymore. So about, we got about half and half in my basic agronomy class that have a production background. So obviously there are some principles that are fundamental that we need to kind of get the basic understanding, what I relate to as an undergraduate course at a university. Then we'll have some questions in the survey that I call proficient, kind of the mid-level of understanding. Maybe be able to apply some knowledge towards management. If we're drawing analogies kind of back to the university world, this is kind of those upper level, kind of mixed undergraduate, graduate type course, where you have some science in there, but it's not totally a graduate level course. So we call that proficient. And then there's a lot younger version of me, that's probably a lot thinner as well. Those were the days. Then we have the advanced version, kind of like a graduate level course where maybe you're applying innovative technologies, kind of new techniques, stuff at a very high level. So each of those five areas, we had questions developed basically to address those different levels of understanding. Now, I'm no survey expert, so one of my colleagues within the department, Dr. Spaulding, actually helped develop the actual survey instrument. And this was done in 2016. We basically had a 5-point scale where 1 was strongly agreed, down to 5, which is strongly disagree. We tried to send out a survey to every Illinois CCA, kind of online, I believe, as the approach we took. We ended up getting about 212 responses, give or take some. We had a couple partial responses, so basically around 212 responses in 2016, which I think is a pretty good number to work with in terms of the results. Now, it's a little hard to see some of this, but this would be an example within our first content area, which is nutrient management. Now, all they had to do was kind of check the box online to make it very easy, so they didn't spend a lot of time doing it. Now, the survey online did not have the P's, the A's, or the F's by it. Those are kind of my classifications of the questions. So basically, you can remove that bolded stuff at the end of each statement that wasn't present in the survey. But when we recorded the answers, that's kind of the areas that I assigned it to. So you can see a fundamental one, you know, basics test needed for P&K application, kind of fundamental undergraduate type knowledge. Next statement is kind of the medium level, calculating liming rates for our particular state. A little bit more difficult, a lot more kind of nuances to work through. Then kind of an advanced one might be IDC or iron deficiency. We do have some pockets of that scattered across the state. Certainly not a huge issue, but where we do have it, it's obviously a major concern. So basically, every area kind of had these statements they would check, and we tried to have about three questions within each level, and then we kind of had an open-ended question down at the bottom where they can address any topic of concern to them. They could just kind of write down in a little box, and we went ahead and captured it. So obviously, we did this for each area. I don't want to kind of go through all the nuts and bolts here, but I want to kind of get to the results. If you want a copy of the actual survey, just come see me afterwards. My plane doesn't leave until 2 o'clock, so I have some time still before I go. So let's kind of buzz through that. In terms of overall results, if we kind of quickly go through, if you look at the five areas broken up by the level of understanding, the Illinois CCA seem to understand weed management the best. Had some issues with disease management as a whole, just based on the numbers. Again, one being strongly agree, and five would be strongly disagree. In terms of nutrient management, you can see some of the least understood items, particularly tissue testing is an issue of concern for a lot of our Illinois CCAs. What I did is I tried to categorize the individual responses, the written responses, and fertilizer nitrogen by far was the most area of concern for a lot of people. So I guess under nutrient management, looking at tissue testing, nitrogen management, two major areas. In terms of insect management, an area of least concern was kind of the pollinator management, honeybee management to avoid issues with killing the honeybees. And then the most popular written request is more information on economic thresholds. And you can kind of see a smattering of other things. For disease management, it was soybean cyst nematode and the HG types. That was both in the survey results and in the written request. And again, what I did for these least understood ones is I just averaged over all the proficiency areas to kind of get the overall understanding. And then in terms of weed management, this might change a little bit based off of 2016 and 17. Adjuvants or additives were a least understood area for a lot of our CCAs, particularly with dicamba. There was a lot of interest in dicamba-resistant beans, and I imagine next year, same thing. And then cultural practices, kind of a weird one, climate on seed oil and protein percentage, and it's still kind of back to fertilizer nitrogen. So to kind of quickly summarize, basically, we did that survey. We've got we got over 200 pages of data, and I just try to highlight a few of the areas where the CCAs kind of had some concerns. So, with that, if I don't know if we have time for questions.
Question maybe as I'm loading the next one. So let's thank Ken as we switch here.